Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are pizza delivery guys gone forever?
Are they truly extinct?
Or are they on the lifeline?
They're on the lifeline. And most of them are, if they're staying alive, they're doing both. They're pizza delivering and they're Uber eating and they're doing this. They've expanded like everybody else has.
But here's the thing. Domino's is... They're a big company.
Yes.
Okay. So not every...
No. You can't... What they do online is efficient. I could know where my driver is, the whole nine.
Because they built out their own app, plus they use the delivery services.
Exactly.
So they use the delivery services to get exposure as well, or to maintain exposure, mm-hmm. I should say, because they're it.
Yeah.
And they have their own app. So if you migrate into their own app, gotcha. Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, it is a slice of change.
Ooh.
How third-party apps are eliminating the pizza delivery forever.
Mm-hmm.
The extinction of the pizza delivery guy. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
In today's show, we'll talk about the rise of the third-party apps versus the fall of the independent pizza delivery driver. Has that ever been one of your jobs there, pizza delivery?
No.
Same. I came across an article... written by Michael Graff in The Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll post a link in the
show notes.
Yes, for anyone who wants to read it. It's pretty good. It talks about his history as a pizza delivery guy, his nostalgia, mm-hmm. and now he's basically going through life like the rest of us with this faceless delivery mm-hmm. apps for all sorts of different things. And you don't really have that intimate relationship with the company.
Yeah, because you're working for everybody, not just one entity.
Correct. And as the customer, the end user, you don't really attribute any success or issues to that company as much as the delivery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's go through it. And we'll start with the rise of the third-party delivery app. And although I would say... We say what? Uber Eats, DoorDash, Delivery Dudes, things like that.
Yeah.
When I can remember mostly the transition that
I mean, they were there probably like, I guess, what, 2016, 17? Before, a couple years before COVID.
Yes.
Okay, they were there.
They were there.
But they weren't prevalent until COVID.
Oh.
Because you had no choice.
That was the lifeblood.
Yeah.
COVID accelerated like the work from home.
Yeah, everything was Zoom. At home. You were stuck in the house. And it's funny because, you know, a lot of the young, not going to say younger, but there's a, generationally, people don't cook like they used to.
True.
So because of that, you have such a big influx of what happened.
Yeah, I mean, we've all become so damn busy and lazy at the same time. Because we're busy, but then how do we have all this time to watch these
all these shows,
but then we don't have time to cook?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense for the business in some ways.
Of course, yeah.
It's great for a business to not have to build a whole website
mm-hmm.
and have to deal with the SEO.
They become a part of a database. It's much easier.
True.
So they recreate your menu for you. You don't have to do all the extra leg work. Mm-hmm. You say all you need is the brick and mortar, and they give you that web appearance.
They give you that web appearance. They give you that. And when you're, let's say I'm in my area, I don't have to then go through the You remember the paper menus and things like that? I don't have to go through that.
I still have a bunch. I have a drawer with paper menus, and it's still to this day.
But do you use them?
I use it for certain spots. It's funny because the ones I use all the time, and there's some in there that I never use.
There you go.
Yeah.
I threw all mine out because I don't need them.
True.
And so as the business...
Because you can always go online, look it up.
Yes.
So you technically don't need them, but I have like a little, I guess you want to call it, it's probably like 15, 20 menus. And I have them all in a Tupperware, like a plastic bag, mm-hmm. like a baggie, like mm-hmm. a gallon baggie. And they're in there and they're in a drawer, but this way I know they're all together kind of thing.
Yes. And that's very nostalgic because I remember that's what delivery was.
Yeah.
And it was mostly for me, it was mostly Chinese, mostly pizza.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what's in there.
That was it.
I have Thai food. I have some late night spots where I'll go pick up the food myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're open late. So at least I know they're open late.
Yes.
And then I have, you know, Chinese and stuff, normal stuff, just like everything you're saying.
In a lot of ways, I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss that because, yes, when you're going through the apps, it gives the restaurant a chance to be discovered.
True.
Because they don't have to send somebody out to put these door hangers mm-hmm. on there. They're already in there, so I see what's near me.
Yeah.
And I get the offerings and things like that. But having that
menu personal
in
touch,
your hand,
yeah.
And you're talking to, you know, to.
You're talking to somebody in the house or whatever.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I asked my daughter, what do you want to eat? And then I'm looking through the menu myself, and then she's like, well, what do they have? And you could physically hand something over and say, go look on your phone or go do this.
Yes.
Or,
you talk about it. So when I do it with my daughter, It's a little impersonal because the difference is I'll make my suggestion, my selection, mm-hmm. and then I hand her the phone.
Yeah.
And then she makes her selection, and either she does the checkout or hands me
back the phone,
and I do it. Meanwhile, the other way, you kind of have that
gap. You're back and forth. Yeah, you're talking.
Yes, yes. And then other restaurants besides the big two that I would call it, the pizza and
Chinese,
you can get Applebee's.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened is instead of being able to have to go to this restaurant,
mm-hmm.
it was able to come to your house.
True.
So that's why it truly exploded because everybody had to get on it because if they wanted to survive through COVID,
mm-hmm.
you had to make sure if you were going to be open, you had to make sure your product was available.
Well, it wasn't a shift that quick.
True. No, it took a minute.
It took a minute because I remember going to some restaurants where I either had to call
and pick it up,
go on their
website, yeah.
and then I'll go pick it up. They'll give us a code or whatever their protocol was.
Yeah.
And I'm going in there or outside and they'll have the little
come out. Yeah, out exactly. One person bringing your food, you send your car, whatever. However their system worked.
That it is
what it is.
What it is. And so the focus of this show is pizza delivery,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it's very interesting to me that...
Because pizza's been around for so long. You know, you remember, I mean, even in the 80s, you were calling Domino's or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was that one day a week where your parents didn't want to cook. You know what I mean? Or
yes.
When you were a kid, even, you know, if you played sports or something, there's always that one day a week where you were calling something in because your parents, even if they cooked every day, there was always that one day that you took out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? As a kid, I always remember that.
And for me, it always felt that I was more or less satisfied with the delivery of the pizza.
It was a treat. And usually be the same guy that would deliver to you or girl or whoever it was. And you started building a relationship with them.
Yes.
Like you knew they were coming.
Yes.
You knew who it was. It was fine.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And that to me is so valuable. But, I mean, there's pros and cons and we'll get into it.
Absolutely.
And so if you're enjoying the show or if we missed anything, there's a chance for you to like and it really helps us out. It helps
subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe as well. It really helps us to reach the right people. And also it helps us to know where we want to go with the show and things like that.
Leave comments, all the above.
And the impact on local drivers is devastating.
Yeah.
Now in California, Pizza Hut is about to lay off 1,100 delivery drivers.
Oh, my God.
The restaurant business is a bottom line business. Mm-hmm. But they were doing it as an extension, not only as delivery, but an extension of their existing business.
Yeah.
Where, like you said, you have a relationship with that pizza delivery
Absolutely.
Person. And as you go to these other apps,
no, there's know, no, it's just a random dude.
It's
you know, because you all know the same person. You can have a different person. You can call them the same day and have two different delivery drivers now.
Oh, well, that you may never see that person again.
Ever again.
I can't say one's worse than the other. It's just a shift, right?
No, absolutely.
Here's one thing that I'm curious about. They have a delivery fee on there. They have a service fee. They have like 2 to 3 different fees.
Yeah, there's fees on top of fees.
Fees are...
Sometimes the fees are more than the food.
Depending on what you're getting.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure what the fees are. It's very convoluted.
Right?
Honest to God.
Like, do I tip? Do I not tip? Who am I giving my money to? Where does this go? What is going on?
It makes you not want to tip extra.
Yeah.
Because A, you'll never see the person again. You don't have a relationship with them.
Exactly.
And you're already out.
Yeah.
The food's expensive. And the fees, you're like, are you getting this?
Who is this for? It's very, yeah, you said it's. You can't see. It's almost like what they call the fine print.
Yes.
It's all fine print now.
And sometimes I've backed out of apps. You know, I've said, you know, hey, I'm going to get this. And something that, let's say something costs $15, mm-hmm. right? And then you get, oh, your thing that costs $15. That's 30 right there. By the time tax and fees, I'm at 45.
That's why I don't mind driving, because I'll go pick it up.
I'm picking it up now.
Yeah.
I back out of it.
I'll call and be like, yo. So there's one time I'm on this one site, and it's a pizza spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I look it up, and online, so the online number is different from the regular number. I tried to call the online number. It puts me through a thing.
Okay.
And it never really reaches the place. It's like automated almost. And so then I go into the store. So that first time I go in the store, this is why I actually have the menu at the house to this day.
Mm.
Because it has their right number on it.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that I'm an avid. I've backed out where I ended up going to the grocery store instead because of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I might as well just go buy some groceries.
I go buy a filet for that.
Yes. Yes, you can. So let's talk about the benefit, the continued benefit for the business. Because, yes, you get the exposure. Yes, you don't have to have delivery drivers. You don't have to have anybody answer the phones.
True.
You don't have to have a fleet.
No.
There's an efficiency, mm-hmm. seamless checkout.
You get XYZ,
like,
yeah.
Sitting there going, oh, your credit card number,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So that's like security. You're not having to pay that person. And then you don't have that.
It's all streamlined into one app.
And you're not having to deal with cash either.
Yeah.
Which is good or bad, depending on whatever the case may be. But you're lacking the big, big thing, which is the personal touch.
The personal touch.
And in business, especially the food business, I maintain that the food business needs
that personal touch.
I get it. It's a bottom line industry. However, it's not the same as buying a retail item.
True.
Okay, you don't really need to buy a pair of whatever or to buy a skillet online. You don't need to talk to somebody. But when something about the food industry.
Oh, yeah.
You want to have that.
You want to know people.
You want to know people.
It's an experience. Usually we call it, it's called a dining experience for a reason.
True.
You know, whether you're going out or it's in, it's still an experience.
And you want an extension of that
Absolutely.
Experience. And even though you're at home, you almost want your home to be an extension of their dinner, their dining room. And so you just want that chef or server to come out of the kitchen, a.k.a. the delivery driver, and come to your house, a.k.a. the dining room. And that's what mm-hmm. you want to project. But when you have that delivery thing, it's like a vending machine.
It is.
And so it's
it could be as quick as, hey, you know, thank you. You know, they give you the pie. Thank you very much. You hand them the money or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those little personal, because now, you know, A,
yes.
if you handed the money to the right person,
yes.
they gave you something, you know.
And they had a uniform on.
And they had, yeah, exactly.
At least a hat.
Exactly.
At least a hat.
They represented their business.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Yes, they did. And also, if something goes wrong, which it often does,
mm-hmm.
not often, sometimes it does, who do you talk to?
Exactly. You know, now with the extra, you're right, with the extra step, Mm-hmm. It's an extra step.
It's an extra step.
When something goes wrong, it's an extra step.
That's true.
Okay? It might be seamless in the beginning, but when there's an issue, it could be extra two or three steps now. So, instead of calling directly to the, hey, you know, I had this issue with my food. And they'll be like, oh, no problem. We'll fix it. We'll send somebody right back out. Or if it's easier, you can come pick it up. We'll have it waiting for you. Be ready right away.
Yes.
You know, because you have direct contact with the people that are making your food.
True.
I forgot and something or XYZ. You know, your next pizza's on me or your next meal is on us. You know, we got you.
And now you have to go through the app. And sometimes in the customer service of the app, it kind of funnels you to the things that they think can go wrong.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just something else that you'd rather just talk to somebody about.
Yeah.
Hey, the cheese is just on one side. Hey, you know, this is, it's not that big of a deal. Just send out the Pepsi that you missed.
Exactly.
You know, the whole order isn't messed up. And so then the convenience becomes inconvenient because you can't talk to somebody right
away. Exactly.
You can't solve it easily with a phone call. You can't say the guy's name.
No, because you don't have a name.
You
don't. Might. I mean, it might say the driver's name is XYZ, but...
Yeah, but they ain't got nothing to do with me.
That means nothing, yeah, because they're third party.
They're third party. So then the owner might say, oh, that's a delivery dude's problem. And delivery dude's, oh, that's the owner's problem, or you got to go through this, and then, you know...
For an extra $5, you're like, oh, come on, man. This is driving me crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't need that stress.
The convenience is inconvenient all of a sudden.
I didn't need that stress.
So the quality control is basically... Maybe a little bit more cumbersome than you would want it to be. So then what we're now describing is the break in the relationship.
Which is huge.
Yes. Now it's a threesome.
Yeah. I mean, which can be fun, but sometimes...
It's fun till it's not.
Exactly.
And
until somebody gets jealous.
Until somebody gets jealous. And then somebody cheats.
Exactly.
You know, because then... That customer loyalty isn't there because I don't know you, so I don't really feel close to you.
Yeah.
And when you see that person who gives you some information or gives you the things, you really have that thing. That's why you tip. That's why you give.
Absolutely. Because they're, you feel like a sense of...
some sort of relationship.
Yeah.
With the person. I have bought food from the apps. No clue where this place is. No clue. No idea what the kitchen looks like, what the storefront looks like, if it's a storefront
at all.
Never heard of the place.
Yeah.
And that's also, I mean, we did a show on ghost kitchens a while ago. And there are certain restaurants, apps, that just live solely online.
Yeah. It can go either way.
It can go either way.
It's like a crapshoot.
What are you gonna get? And what if you like it? You can't walk in.
Yeah.
You're gonna always. I'm have not to going consume back. It right here.
Yeah, exactly. It's just for the house.
Yeah, just for the
house. I mean, you can recommend it, but you recommend to a website? Okay.
That's true.
I had this amazing food, but it's on this website. I'll send you the site.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Brave New World.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. We'll wrap it up with this. Let's talk about the convenience versus the independence.
Mm-hmm.
And so the trade-off between the two, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Now, let's talk about it from the local pizzeria's
perspective. Yeah.
The business is paying a steep price for the apps. I'm unclear if all the things that we mentioned... Not having to deal with the payment system, not having to build a website, deal with the SEO, which is a search engine optimization, having to rank and have all those things in-house, including having a person. Because remember, pizza, please hold.
Yeah, exactly.
The good ones always put you on hold because they got something.
Because they're busy.
On. They're busy.
Yeah. I still call my Chinaman. Yeah. Yo, right away it's. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, and I'm going, either whether I'm picking up or they're delivering, I'm always on hold because I'm talking to a live person.
Yeah. And that's fine.
And I'm okay with that.
It's not that efficient, but sometimes it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
Because it wasn't a problem before.
It's I've lived with it my whole life.
I remember the only time.
Back from when phones lead you to be in your house. Hard lined in, okay?
Oh, yeah. when you're tethered, you can't go so far. You're pacing back and forth. You get the extra long cord.
And then when we switch to cordless, you go start walking outside, but once you pass your house, you had to turn back around.
And then cell phones. Then you can go wherever.
Exactly.
Man, I remember the big square thing.
Oh yeah.
And it went from the rotary
to the number.
To the touch tone. Yeah. Touch tone, baby. Ah, man, that's so wild because I feel like...
I always had touch tone, but I remember my great aunts and, aunts and uncles, and they still had the rotary. And it was like a video game for me.
Low-tech video game. Listen, it was still technology because... I don't know how much you know or those of you know about the rotary. It when you pressed a 9, there were 9 sequences of sound.
Yeah, exactly. Right? This is how they knew, right? Is that the idea?
Yeah, but you can Morse it out if you wanted to with the little plunger thing that clicked. You could go if you wanted to go 9-5-4. You could go 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-9-5. You could do that, and it'll touch out the thing. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Nobody can try because no one has that.
Yeah.
You know, the rotary phone. And then you had the smaller handset, the oval one. Not the oval, but the elongated one.
Yeah.
And then the rotary was in there. The touch phone was in there. And then there's nothing more satisfying than a dial tone. Yeah, right? We don't have it.
None. There's no dial tone anymore.
There is no dial
tone. They don't exist.
Nothing. There's no reason to have one.
No.
And the dial tone lets you know the conversation has started.
Started and ended.
And ended.
Yes.
How do you know you got hung up on? Ooh,
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It was mean. You hang up, you get mad. And remember, you get mad, just hang up the phone and just, And they would know. And then
it was so satisfying. There was something physical about hearing that thing, like slam. Slam that phone down. There's nothing powerful.
What are you gonna do? You're gonna throw your $1,000 phone now?
I bet you're not.
You're not. You're not even thinking about it. You can't even hang up on people correctly anymore.
You can't.
You gotta swipe and shit.
You gotta just hit that button and just pout.
And make a face.
That's it. And it eats you inside because it's still here.
It's still there.
It's still in your gut.
Yeah, when you used to send the phone, you almost felt good.
You're like, oh, man.
You'd be mad, but you'd be like, yeah. So almost- take that. They gonna call back. Y'all, somebody else, answer that phone. I'm not talking to them right now.
Man, there's something so cathartic about that. Yeah. Like that release, like, bling. And then you hear like the one that had the ring, like when you slam it down, you can hear the echo Da-ding. Of the bells.
Yeah.
Like, bling.
Yeah.
And then the other person here, doo. Yeah, you hung up on me. There's no denying that because the phone calls weren't dropping.
No.
Now you're like, did they hang up?
Did they drop? What happened? Did you get a dark spot? So you didn't know if you were being mad or not. Like, did I just get hung up on
is that unfortunate timing?
Yeah. What just happened? They go in a tunnel?
And that has happened to me. And then you call the person back. Then you got to confirm. Did you just hang up on me?
Nah.
Man, that was a tangent. Okay, so yeah, they don't need to have anybody, to answer the phones and things like that. And I don't know, for me, not having to deal with cash is a good and bad thing.
I love cash,
but I can imagine that for a pizza delivery guy, that's a signal to get robbed.
I mean, yeah. So I mean, they even tell you that they don't have that much cash on them when they're going. So they don't supply change up to XYZ, which makes sense.
No, man, they just got paid by these people over here.
True.
Right? Like you, because you didn't always just deliver one pizza.
No, you were delivering.
You were delivering.
You were taking multiple things out in one shot.
And you had the hot box.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that the delivery people have the right equipment and the right timing.
Like the newer ones, you mean?
Not even the newer ones. Like, let's say I get Uber Eats and my pizza.
Yeah.
How do I know that this driver is going to be picking up my pizza right away? Because if the delivery dude, the pizza delivery guy,
it's coming from the pizza spot. he's direct.
He's already there.
He's already there. And if he wasn't there, he, like you said, he has that heat. He has the thing.
He has the baby oven.
He already left. He's coming back. He's always in the same spot.
Yeah.
So if he's not there, he's on his way back. You know, you put the order in online. That's why I still use Domino's to this day, actually. I mean, I don't even like Domino's. My kid loves it.
Okay.
So I use the app for that reason, but it's still directly to them.
But here's the thing. Domino's is, they're a big company.
Yes.
Okay. So not every...
No. You can't. What they do online is efficient. I could know where my driver is, the whole nine.
Because they built out their own app, plus they used the delivery services.
Exactly.
So they use the delivery services to get exposure as well, or to maintain exposure, I should say, because they're it.
Yeah.
And they have their own app. So if you migrate into their own app, gotcha.
They're the pinnacle of what pizza delivery is, of what it should be, at least, you know, because if you're gonna modernize, they move with the times.
Yes.
And what's hard is, you know, you don't, a small 1-2 restaurant kind of spot.
You can't expect them. You're
not going to expect them like, you know, you're not going to expect them to have that website is legit. It has GPS, all that other stuff on it.
Yes.
You know, where for somebody who owns one restaurant, they're not going to put thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars into a website.
You're not expecting them to, but can they compete if they don't? That's my question.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
If they're not on the apps, or maybe they do both. Or I don't know what the solution is there, because I know for pizza, I go get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, especially if it's good.
Especially if it's good. I'm more conscious now of knowing that 15 to 30% is coming off the top to deal with these apps.
Yeah.
So a lot of times if they have an avenue for me to deal with them.
It's worth my gas. I'll just go pick it up directly. Especially if it's close.
But how do you order though?
I'm a calling in, talking to somebody kind of guy.
Okay, so that's legit. Because some people, they'll get it, but they're still through the app.
Yeah, no. I'm calling, because like I told you, I had the issue. That's why I couldn't talk to somebody.
Mm.
So now if I'm going to a local spot, then I'm picking it up myself, I'm calling it in.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to somebody.
That's important.
Yeah. I want to have that relationship.
Yes.
I like that relationship. And now even when I do go to my little late night spot, that's a pizza spot, I don't even eat pizza, but I mean, when I'll order like a sandwich or something like that, because they have them and the sandwiches are good and I know it's a good spot, I'll pop in the it's either the same lady or the same guy
when
I pop in. So now I have a whole new relationship with people.
Are pizza delivery guys gone forever? That's the whole premise of the show. Are they truly extinct? Or are they on the lifeline?
They're on the lifeline and most of them are probably... if they're staying alive, they're doing both. They're pizza delivering and they're Uber eating and they're doing this. They've expanded like everybody else has.
Let me piggyback off of that. It feels like the ones that are able to still have pizza delivery people, like a Domino's, like a Pizza Hut, if they so choose, I feel like they're going to explode even more, because then those things, they could do both.
They can do both.
You know, and you see the person with the hat and the car, and it reminds you of that relationship that you have.
Absolutely.
And that is nostalgic, but the mom and pops, are they going to be able to have an online presence independent of Uber Eats and the delivery apps, or to be able to have... How challenging is it to staff?
True.
Right? So they're just trying to staff their actual restaurant, never mind the delivery people, which were commonly younger people, you know, young men and women. Now,
it's almost anybody.
A lot of women are like, I don't want to say a lot of them, but, you know, I feel like, and this is an honest opinion, I feel like our industry, particularly the service industry, is adjacent to a lot of low-skilled, low-wage jobs, where OnlyFans has consumed a lot of eligible
people.
I mean, good for them. It's just the thing where I think actually nobody really is talking about that consumes a lot of
jobs,
certain type of jobs, whether it's retail or service industry. Mm-hmm. So it's something, pizza delivery guy. I wonder if you know, if you'll ever be as ubiquitous as you once were.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So go ahead and read that article.
Check it out. Let us know what you think.
Yes, yes, yes.
We hope we kept you entertained while we were talking about the pizza man.
I hope so too. We do this to you each and every week. I'm Roland Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villains. Subscribe, 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 people.
R.I.P.
We will see you
later. Rolling, rolling, homie, I stop. We going, going straight to the top. We knowing, knowing what we got.